what to say. I really don't. Oh, it's good to be here, isn't it? Why don't you just give yourselves a shake, a minute? You can stand up for a brief second if you want. Anyone want to take that offer up? Stand up, twizzle around. Just the brave. Look at these brave people that can buck the trend and do, you know, feel that freedom, can actually do what they want to do. Fantastic. Thanks, Mike. Okay, just a couple of bits I'd value your prayers with. We'll talk more about this as weeks unfold. But you know, Rowan Nicole, sadly, still I haven't been able to twist the US government arms to make them stay in the country. So Rowan and Nicole are going to be leaving us shortly. And they've been outstanding youth leaders. And I just want to ask that you would pray with me that we would find the right people to be... Well, I can't replace you, but to be taking on youth. That's an important thing, really important thing. So please, would you pray? You can fast with me as we seek God on that. I have been, obviously, but I just want to ask for your support in that. Also, with other youth things, we're changing some stuff around. Please pray again, and let's make sure that we invest in our youth through prayer. For who's leading them. So thank you for that. I want to talk about New Church briefly. So I don't know if you've had opportunity to go up to New Church. Probably most of you haven't of recent days and months, but just want to show you some pictures, if that's right, Brian. So we've got, we're floored upstairs, and that makes a big difference because now we can actually scale the ladder, stand upstairs without looking at where we're walking all the time. So we can look around. Is a big area, isn't it, Frank? It's an amazing thing. And yeah, see, that's older youth. I've nailed it for you guys. In the corner up there where that window is, goes the other way as well, an L shape, leather couches, coffee machines. Oh, I'm there, okay, I'm there. Sorry. But it's an important time in the build project because we're going to need to be looking at exactly where we're putting internal walls and things like that. And again, we need your prayers to get it right because this is an incredible project that God's called us to, and he's blessed us in just mighty ways. And I don't know if there's an auditorium shot. Was there an auditorium shot? No, see, we're doing doors. Doors have gone in. Windows are going in. Glazing is coming next. And then we're looking at flooring, underfloor heating, and all the rest of it. So it's stunning. It is stunning. And the guys have done an incredible job so far, but it is God's hand upon it as well, most definitely. Without God's inspiration and gifting, this is impossible, I believe, without God's gifting and inspiration. But you know, I stood upstairs, and there's a little balcony section, and you can stand and you can look over the auditorium. And because it's floored now, I haven't been up there every week, but I've been up occasionally, and it's really, I can pray up there. And so I want to pray. I just want to pray now for kind of in the way I pray, or I am inspired to pray there. And I just hope you join me in praying for this building. So Lord, we just want to thank you, Father, for this building. We want to thank you, Lord, for what you've done, what you've called us to, Lord. We want to thank you for the excitement because you're all over this and the miraculous touches you keep pouring and shedding upon us, Lord. We thank you for your resources upon that building and where we've got to so far. Lord, we thank you for the skill that you've equipped the team with. And Lord, we want to pray for your protection upon the team and that you would go on equipping and encouraging and inspiring the team, Lord. We want to pray that we would get this next section right in the way of thinking about where to put internal walls and how to divide this building up in the best way, Lord. We don't know what the future holds. You do, Father. You know what you want that building to be used for, Lord, in years to come, and we want to get it right. So, Father, place on our hearts, Lord, the kind of dynamics of this building, where you want rooms to be placed. Lord, I stand on that balcony, Father, and I say, Lord, who are you going to be healing? Who are you going to be healing in this place, Lord? Lord, would you pour your spirit out upon the people in this building? Lord, would you pour out your spirit upon the youth in this building, Lord, the hundreds of young people in this building, Father? Would this building be a place of freedom and of worship and of miraculous touches, Lord. May people know that the Spirit of the living God dwells in this building. May people be attracted from the villages around, from far afield, Lord, to come and to worship you. May everyone that walks into that building encounter the living God. May the ladies that come from school to drink tea and coffee in the cafe encounter the living God in that building. Lord, may all the groups, all the mums and toddlers groups, right through to our elderly people of the village that we're feeding and we're loving, would they encounter the living God. Lord, we want that place to radiate your glory. We want that place to be filled with your presence, Lord. We want healing. We want deliverance, Lord. We want prophetic messages to be uttered, Lord, not just for us in that building, but for the nation coming from that building, Lord. Lord, this is your temple. This is your building. We know it's just wood and bricks and mortar, Lord, but when you reside in a place, Father, it changes everything, Lord. Just one touch changes everything. And we pray that every day you would be touching people in that place, Lord, for your glory. Lord, would you do it for your glory? Lord, we think ahead of all the people, all the marriages that need restoration through your ministry in that building in years to come, Lord. All the young people, as I say, that are struggling with different issues, Lord, may their lives be radically changed and set free in your name in that building, Father. May your word go forth with such power in that building, from that building, that it would send ripples, shockwaves across this country, Father, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Do pray for the future, for us and for the people to come in the future. It's big. It is big, not just physically, it's big. And God's got big plans for it, big purposes for that building. And we need to be partnering with him, with vision and with prayer over that building. Amen? Okay, right, 2016, Happy New Year to you all. I pray that this year would be filled with God's blessing upon you. I've got a simple word. I don't know if you recall previous years that we've stood here. It doesn't seem like a year ago that I stood here last time. If you recall, I made up a story. Do you remember Simeon, the Apostle Simeon, that I made up this elaborate story? And most of you are like, where are we going with this? It was just to say that, you know, Simeon, I made the rich young ruler that walked away from Jesus. Jesus said, come follow me. He talked about his love for him, and then he said, come follow me. And my thought was Simeon didn't do that. But what if he had? What if Simeon had followed Jesus, like he called his disciples and said, come follow me? If he called Simeon and said, come follow me, and he didn't, would he have been theologically incorrect? Would he have been the 13th apostle? What would we have been reading in the scriptures? And my point was, when God says, come follow me, to us, are we going to follow him? And if we are going to follow him, what is the book of Acts, the Acts of Tim Malkin, going to be looking like in 2015? And that's still a challenge for us all, isn't it? What is your book going to look like in 2016 if you dare to follow God? If you dare to give him your all, to literally follow? I said that following Jesus was not about a decision. It wasn't a thing that we say in our minds, I am going to follow. It's about an action. Following is a movement. You've got to, if I want to follow Michael out of the building, I can't. It's not just saying, yeah, I'll follow Michael. I'm going to follow Michael and then watch him go down the road and stand here. It's about me being in his footprints. It's about me moving. And 2016, we need to be moved by God. We need to follow Jesus wherever he goes. And so that challenge is the same. Go back, listen to other preachers on this time of the year and challenge yourselves, encourage yourselves. But I tell you, this is different for me this year because yes, it is about us, I think. And, you know, we could do the whole New Year's resolutions and all that and purpose and vision, and we can do that, but I didn't feel it was God hadn't laid that on my heart. And so isn't it annoying when someone's phone goes off and it's your ringtone and you're thinking, oh, is it my phone? I've turned mine off. So let's have some scriptures up, shall we, Brian? Thank you. Okay. So this is Matthew 14. Can you read that? When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it is already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. Bring them here to me, he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven. He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Can you say that? That's a bit of a mouthful. Can we all say that together? They picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Skipping forward to John 21. After Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, it happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee and the 2 other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we will go with you. So they went out and got into a boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not recognize it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the other side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Another tongue twister, let's say that. They were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. John 7:37. Did I put this one on there? Yeah. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. For whoever believes in me, as the scripture said, streams of living water will flow from within him. Let's say that. Streams of living water will flow from within him. By this, he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. I could go on and on and on. You're thinking, what is the link with all these scriptures? I feel God is saying to us that this year is a year of more. More. Do you know, it's the Chinese year of the monkey. If you want to believe in horoscope stuff, it's the Chinese year of the monkey. Go knock yourselves out with that one. You know? But I believe that God wants to say to us as a church, this is a year of more for you as a church. I believe he's laid it on my heart for several weeks. Should we do that clip? Yeah, okay. So Martin showed this clip on Christmas Day morning, okay? And it was already on my heart. I was there already. And when he showed it, I thought, oh my goodness. You know it.
Please,
sir, I want some more. It's a bit scary. That's enough of that. It's a bit scary, isn't it? A bit freaky. But it was already on my heart. It was already bubbling away. I've said it here anyway a little bit about the more, about the table of God, which is laden with food, and about how when we come to God's presence, we don't come in fear and trembling saying, this is so cheeky. Dare I say this? This is wrong to ask for more. God wants us to ask for more today. He wants us to ask for more. It is in his heart to give us more as a congregation, as a church this year. I can't say I'm not into prosperity teaching because I don't really know what it is. I've never studied it. We've never pushed it from this church, so I haven't been looking at prosperity stuff. I'm just saying I believe God is saying that he wants to give us more this year. And in these accounts, you know, there were 12 basketfuls of food left over. It was more than they needed. There's a song we sing, Enough for Me? What is it? Christ is Enough for Me. I love the song, but there's something that jars within me when we sing it. Because to me, he's not enough for me. He is extravagantly beyond anything I could ever, ever need, hope for, wish for, imagine, anything. He is on a different level to that. He is not just enough for me. He is enough for the entire world 1 billion times over. He wants us to know more. The disciples go out, they fish. They don't catch a thing. God shows up and it almost sinks the boat. It was too much for them to handle. They could not lift the nets into the boat. There was more, there was abundance, there was beyond what they needed. If anyone is thirsty, you need a drink of water. We got some at the back. You know, help yourself. There's a tap full of it, really. Streams of living water bursting forth from within you. You will never thirst again. Bursting forth, an overwhelming of the Holy Spirit, a more than you will ever, ever be able to handle, is where God's at. That's who he is. We can't say that he is sovereign, creator of the universe, you know, like Mandy so put so well this morning, you know, holding everything in tension just because of our little blip of a planet and us on here. You know, this is the God that we serve. He breathes out. He throws stars into space. He speaks and life is created. He blows the breath of his Holy Spirit, the ruach of his Holy Spirit, and dry bones come to life and say, is he enough for us? It's like, hello, he is beyond. He is beyond your wildest dreams. He is beyond everything that you could ever imagine. We are not ever going to be able to comprehend who he is. I'm sorry, again, I think it was in Springboard or something in the service, someone said about, it was in the service, wasn't it? About, yeah, Jill, thank you. Go on.
And he's incomprehensible, but he can be known.
Yeah, he is incomprehensible. He allows us to know him supernaturally. He allows us to know him, but he is incomprehensible. Until we stand at his feet in heaven, we will not comprehend who he is. And when we do, it will blow our minds. It will blow our minds. This is the God who we serve. This is the God who we have given our lives to. There's so many more scriptures that we could look at. I'll look at one more. Ephesians 3:14. This is actually where we get our church logo from. So we've got a logo, a strap line, which is worshipping the Father, living as a family. That's what you'll see on all our headed paper, on our little logo. Worshipping the Father, living as a family. And I believe that that, again, is key for us. Not just for 2016, but I believe it is who we are. And I'm very grateful for that. But it says, for this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. And I pray out of his glorious riches, not out of his piggy bank, not out of his spare change, or he'll see if he's got something in the back of his wallet. It's out of his glorious riches. We will never comprehend his glorious riches until we see him face to face. It's beyond our comprehension. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Why does he say that? Because we know what cattle are. He pulls it down to a level that we can understand. Yes, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, but he owns precious jewels that we don't even know exist. He owns, it just doesn't even work out, does it? He's just beyond. He's just beyond. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power. How much power has he got? Beyond. How much power? He is going to roll up this world one day, create a new heaven and new earth. He's just going to roll it up. You know, it's not a big deal. It's just going to happen. Will he say it? Will he wink? Will he? I don't know. It'll just happen. Roll up the entire world. You know, he can roll up the universe. He can do whatever he wants to do. He is all powerful. All powerful. I pray that in his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Holy Spirit. This beautiful, dynamic person of the Trinity, God in the form of Holy Spirit, the contractor, the doer of everything that God would have done on this world. It comes through the Holy Spirit. And in the Holy Spirit, he wants to give us power. The disciples, the commission, go into all the world, but wait here until you endured with power from on high. Wait here until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Then go into all the world. Preach the gospel. Heal lepers. You know, free people, deliver people, restore people, bless people, love people through the power of the Holy Spirit. in your inner beings, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ. Can we do that? I don't think we can. It's a prayer, like a hope that we could actually understand some of that. Can we grasp that? Can we grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is God's love for us? I don't think we can, because I don't think we know what love is. God is love, but I don't really think we understand what that is. We see glimpses, we grasp a little bit, we pray for more, and God graciously gives us more. But it's beyond, it's massive, it's just beyond. God is love. Oh, that we would grasp, oh, that we can grasp. Lord, please help us to grasp how wide and how long and how deep and how high is your love for us. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge. It's bigger than knowledge. It's beyond. It's more than knowledge. It's out of our realm, this God that we serve. That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. What a phrase. That you and me may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. I don't think I understand that. But what does that mean? All the fullness of God, that we would be filled with all the fullness of God. That's pretty big prayer, isn't it? All the fullness of God, I would be filled with that. Oh my goodness. I don't understand it. But it sounds good to me. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more, can we say that together? Immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is in work within us. Immeasurably more, immeasurably. You cannot measure it. You cannot weigh it. You cannot get a tape measure, and you cannot do distances on it. It is beyond. It is immeasurably more than you, not that you can ask for, but that you can even comprehend, that your minds as human beings can ever grasp. It is more than that, way more than that, way, 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 way more. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. I can grasp that one. To you be the glory, Lord God. You alone deserve my praise and my adoration. There is none like you. You are amazing, God. I don't understand you, but the glimpse I get, I'm so grateful that your Holy Spirit allows me to see that. And that God, I believe today, is saying, High Street Church, for 2016, I'm going to give you more. I'm going to give you more. You are going to have more for 2016. It's about more this year. Do you know, that's it. I've got other stuff, but that is it. So what's the more? Do you know, the last service of 2015, God spoke very clearly to me about all my plans, all my little clever things. Chuck it away. It's about ministry. It's about God saying, is not over until I say it's over. And it is not over yet. 2015 is not over yet. I want to bless people. I want to free people. I want to minister to people at the last service of 2015. Do you know what he said this day? He said, I want to minister to people, to bless people, to free people on the first service of 2016. First service. Don't get on this, you know, this other stuff about whatever, purpose and vision, and that's fine, that's good. I'm going to rock up. I'm going to do my thing at the beginning of the year in 2016. I'm going to bless you with more at the very start of 2016. And what is the more? I think the more, it's because, you can quote this back to me in the future if I get it wrong. It's because in 2 years we're going to be in that building. I think. Paul's not here. I could get away with that. The others, don't stone me, Guy, please, don't stone me. I think we'll be spending Christmas 2018 in the new church building. There's a big building. There's a big building. We're going to have hundreds of people in that building. Hundreds of people. I don't know how quickly we'll max that place out, but I don't think it'll be very long. And I think, as a people, you've heard me say this before, this is all about God. This isn't us. This isn't about us getting proud. This isn't about us saying, look at us, what have we achieved? Oh, God forbid we ever do that. God forbid that. Sorry. We have got to be more for people. Do you know, if you've got a little garden, I've got a little garden, okay? I could cut it with shears if I really wanted to. It's a little garden. If I've got a 5-acre paddock, trust me, I'm not going around on my hands and knees with a pair of shears. I need a big machine. You know, if you're cooking for a family of four, rock on, you know, little Comets or whatever, if they still exist, oven, it works really well. Good, works really well. You want to cater for 500, you are not going to be cooking with a little oven. Guys, God is doing something. He is going to increase our numbers dramatically. He is going to bring in the lost and the least. There's going to be people with, and you know, we're the people, but he's going to bring people with multiple issues, multiple life stories, multiple stuff. We're going to need to be on a different level. We're going to be needing to minister at a different level. We're going to need miracles, and we are going to need, I'm not saying it would be nice to have miracles, we are going to need miracles. We are going to need to see people delivered and set free. We're going to need to worship like we've never worshipped before. We need bigger. We need more. And God is saying, I believe, I know that, it's in hand. I'm going to give you more this year. I'm going to give you more miracles this year. I'm going to raise the game this year. And you're going to see it, so expect it. Be expectant of it. Chase after it. I don't think it's a let's get on our knees and pray and pray and pray and pray. We need to do that, but I think God's saying, I'm going to do it. I'm telling you, you're going to get more this year. It is a word from me. I'm going to release heaven's resources upon you as a church in 2016 in a bigger way than you've known before. So like was it Daniel, I think, you know, he kind of knows, God tells him what he's going to do. And then Daniel gets on his knees and starts praying it in. You know, don't just sit back. It's not about sitting back. But it's not we fight for it. It's God's going to do it. Are we going to be up to speed to grab it? Are we going to be responsible to handle it? Are we going to rise to the challenge in our own lives and say, yes, yes, Lord, use me. Here I am. Here I am. Little me, with all my problems, all my failings, all my frailty, but God, use me, use me. Fill me with your spirit, I want more. I'm not happy with what I've got, I want more. He's blessed us with so much, but there is more. There is always more. You cannot out-love God. You cannot do it. He is love. You can't do it. You cannot out-give God. He gives beyond measure. You cannot do it. You cannot out-grace God. You think you've got more grace and mercy for someone that God has, think again. He is all over it. You cannot out-forgive God, out-forgive people from what God would do. He is all on it. You cannot out anything when it comes to God. He is the best, and he has got more for us. These are the areas, I think, for ministry today. He's got more provision for others through us today. It's not all about us. It's not more for us. It's more for others. If you want more provision in your life for others, whatever that might be, then I'm going to ask that you come forward at the end of this preach. If you want more miracles, if you want more miracles through your life for others or in your life, I think we need to come forward. If you want an increase in personal blessing to pass on, same thing really, but personal blessing, it's not about material wealth and things like that, but if you if you genuinely say, Lord, I want to be able to give more, I really do, I'll contract with you that the more you give me, I will give out. I believe it's about that. I do. An increase in anointing and power. We need more of the anointing and the power of God in our lives for other people, to bless other people. More provision for others, more miracles, an increase in personal blessing, but with in mind for others, increasing anointing and power. You know, I don't know, this might be just coincidence. It's a bit funny to say it. You know, we've got a new projector. Good, you know. We've got a beautiful new keyboard. I don't know if you've heard that. Ours broke. We were looking at buying one anyway. We've got new speakers. We've got new stuff. We've got a new mixing desk. We've got new microphones that go on to mute occasionally. You know, and it's not about stuff, is it? It's not. We're not a church that has hungered after new stuff. We just haven't done it. Look at the place. We just don't do it. You know, we've got new broadband. It's pumping out huge speeds. So hopefully we won't get everything freezing all the time. We've been a bit slow, but I think there's something bigger. There's something like God saying, it's more. It's a year of more. It's a season of more for you as a church. It's more. Embrace the more. So let's stand up. We're going to just spend some time in worship. I'm sorry, it's just so kind of a bit, I don't know what else I was meant to say. So do you want more?
Yes.
Do you need more? I do need more. There's no question about that. You know, this year's been challenging for me, just different things I've been facing, not necessarily personally, but it's a challenging year. And I think if we're followers of Christ, it's going to be challenging. It is, because he's going to take us into situations and places that require supernatural outworking. We are his hands and feet. We need more. If you don't need any more, I want to say you're doing the wrong stuff. If you don't need any more, then you're not following Christ. You're not really following him. You might confess him as your Lord and Savior, but as he walks out that door, you'll stand here. If you follow him, you need more. And there is always more, always more. I want to say, and again, don't want to run away with myself, but I want to say, test him in it. Now that's a dangerous thing to say, but I say test him because I think it is on his heart, it is flowing from his heart that there is more. And he wants to say, rise up, church. Rise up, expect more, pray for more. You know, be bold enough to claim more and walk in the more. And the more you use, the more I'll give you. You will not exhaust me. You will never get to the end of my resources for you, never. You know, and if we make mistakes and we fall over, we get back up and we ask for more and we go forward. Thanks, Abby. Just wait before God a minute. Jesus, I'm a sinner, call a bashantas. Let's just listen to Abby a minute. Let's just listen to her. Concentrate on God. Have a think about the more. Ask yourself what you want, what more you want, what more you could be used in, what your giftings are. Ask for more of that gifting.
Forever.
just lift up our voices, not to sing, but just let's ask for more. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. You are such a majestic Father to us. There is none like you, Lord. We exalt you today. We recognize, Father, that you are beyond, you're above, you are more, you are all able. Praise your name, Jesus, today. Lord, we seek you. We seek your face, Lord. We seek your face, Father, not for your blessing, but Lord, you want to bless us. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we ask for more from you, Lord. Lord, would you pour your spirit afresh upon us? Lord, we want more. Father, give us more, Lord. For 2016, for High Street Church in Iceland, we're praying for more. More from your table, Lord. More of who you are. Clearer vision of who you are, Lord. Lord, more anointing upon us. More anointing upon your children here, Lord. Oh, Father God. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus. If you know that you want more, that you're desperate, that your heart's banging now, that you know the Holy Spirit's talking to you, just come out the front. Thank you. Just come out the front. This doesn't mean that the rest of you can't have more. It's not about that. If you know there's a gifting upon your life and you want more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. If you can't make it up here, that's all right. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's just lift our hands to him, shall we? Praise your name, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we pray you would release the more into our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. You would release the more into our lives. Holy Spirit, come full with your presence, full with your giftings, full with your anointing today, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, those that are gifted here that want more, Lord, place into their hands the more. You know the reasons why, Lord. You know the people that they're going to be meeting. Lord, you know the situations you want them to go into. You know the world you want them to change, Lord. You know the people that you want them to love. You want them to restore. You want them to deliver in your power, in your name, in your authority, for your glory, for the establishment of your church, your kingdom come in this place, through us, for your glory, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come. Lord, we pray for more of your Spirit right now, more of your power upon people right now. Jesus' name, more, Lord Jesus. More, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. More of you. Church, cry out for more. You can ask for more. Cry out for more. Lord, we want more, Lord. Humbly we ask for more from your table, Lord Jesus. Humbly, Lord, we ask for more, for a deluge, Lord. Lord, we don't want pitter-patter of raindrops. We want violent storms, Lord. Violent storms of more upon our land, upon our church, upon this community, upon our lives, Lord, upon our work colleagues, upon our situations, upon the things that are locked and we haven't seen them open yet. Jesus, more breakthrough, Father, in 2016, Lord. Lord, we pray increase now, Jesus. Increase your blessing and your power and your anointing upon people, Lord. Jesus. Lord, increase your anointing upon Paul Clambold for Poland, Lord. Lord, increase your anointing on that man for Poland, Father. Bless him, Lord. Increase it. May he walk in power and authority into every situation he goes into. In the name of Jesus Christ, in 2016. For more miracles, Lord, to accompany the preaching of your word through his mouth for 2016. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, increase your anointing now, please, Lord Jesus. Increase your anointing. Father, increase your anointing, Lord. More of you, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. This is for your glory, Lord. It's for your purpose. It's come from your throne room, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's our God
reign. It's our God.
You might want to kneel down if you've got space. You might want to kneel down. Jesus, I'm a sinner to call on my shoulder. I'm a sinner to call on my shoulder. Jesus. Fall upon your children, Lord God. Fall upon your children. Fall upon your children, Lord God. Jesus. This isn't about the priests. This is not about those that often share God's word. It is not about those that just pray out or that are just engaging in worship in ways that you would long to. It's about you. It's about you. God wants more for you today, this year, for you, wherever you're at. Lord, bring your more, Lord. Bring your more, Jesus. Holy Spirit, would you flood through this place? Bring more, Lord. Deeper, Father. We want to go deeper. Lord, we want to pray for a release of the miraculous this year. Lord, abundance of the miraculous in this place this year. Lord, I don't want to name what that is because I want it to be really broad. Lord, an abundance of miracles in this place, bringing glory to your name, Jesus. Setting people free, Jesus. Lord, I want to pray an increase in personal blessing upon us, spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, materially, for the blessing of other people, Lord. Jesus, more of you, Lord. Upon us, in us, for others. Father, increase in personal blessing, Father. An increase in anointing and power. Lord, with the wisdom to handle that, Father, graciously. Lord, increase our wisdom to handle these precious things, these powerful things, Lord. Teach us your ways in 2016, Father. Teach us how to handle your presence in 2016. How to handle your anointing in 2016, Lord. Jesus, I'm a sinner. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Don't.
perhaps deep-pocketed spade, and you ask for more. What does that more look like? Well, when half a dozen teenagers turn up with garden spades, you suddenly realise you've got to think not in inches but in feet, and maybe yards. But I want to pray for you all to look for the wisdom that goes beyond that. So when the guy turns up with a laptop and computer-aided design and a JCB and dynamite to blow out the stones and pipe and metal and welding gear, you realise that it's the same project just on a scale that you hadn't even considered. And when you don't even know what the stuff is for, and when you don't even know where the resources are coming from, when you can't put all the pieces together, and the catering van turns up, you still see it as the same project, I want you to ask for that much more. And may you never forget the vision that you worked out on your own. May you never forget that it was what he placed in your heart to begin with. And whatever it is, whether it's a sandcastle on a beach that the tide is in danger of washing away, may you realise that it's bigger than just you. May you look for the others to come alongside you. May you realise that it's bigger than the skills you have. May you realise that it's bigger than the skills that you have around you. May you realise that you may not even know what it takes. We are looking for that much more. And when we realise that it is not just this room, when we realise that it is not just this village, when we realise we have a God that can span the stars, that can just do anything, and that we start thinking on those scales, then we've just started.
Said this morning, though, but during the worship time, and there just didn't seem an opportunity to get this out, but I felt God say to me, you need to expect more.
Thank you.
And you need to be expecting in all ways, and we live in a world now where there's such high expectations on people in government, on football managers, you name it, but all the motivation is wrong. In God's eyes, you can expect more. And if you fail, as Tim said, you just get up and you expect more. And I believe that God wants us to... This isn't icing on the cake. Tim has said it perfectly well this morning. But to say, you've got to be expecting. You've got to be looking and you've got to be expecting. Because if you don't look and expect, it isn't going to come. Your heart's desire needs to be turned towards me, says God. But you've got to be looking and expecting. Like the rains that come after a drought, like the morning that comes after a night, like the sun as it comes after winter. So you need to expect.
Amen. Amen. Church, it really is an honour to be a part of you, serve with you. Let's make 2016 count. Let's be expectant. Let's rise to the challenge. You know, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord, for your provision for 2016. Amen.